Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Lion Women of Tehran by Marjan Kamali. Read by Mojan Navabi and Nikki Masood.
Dedicated to the brave women of Iran. When my life was no longer anything, nothing but the tick-tock of a wall clock, I discovered that I must, that I absolutely had to, love madly. Farrukh Farrokhzad, The Window. Ocean waves begin their journey thousands of miles out at sea. Their form, size, and shape come from the speed of prevailing winds in the atmosphere, the power of currents hidden beneath the sea, and their long fetch, the distance between a wave's point of origin and its point of arrival. Events that seem to appear in the present from out of nowhere, in actuality, have a long history behind them. George Lipsitz, Footsteps in the Dark. Part 1. 1. December 1981. I stood on the lacquered floor, a small woman in black with a rectangular name badge on my chest. My coiffed, contented look was calculated so I'd appear not just satisfied, but quietly superior. In America, I'd learned the secret to being a successful salesperson was to act like one of the elite, as if spritzing perfume on customers' blue-veined wrists were doing them a favor. A sea of haughty New Yorkers swerved to avoid my spray. Thank God for the more down-to-earth women, the cooks and bakers coming up to the first floor from the basement home goods section. They were too polite to reject the fragrant droplets I offered. Orange, lily, jasmine, and rose notes nestled in the lines of my palms and the fibers of my clothes. "Look at you, Ellie. Soon you'll take over this whole brand. I better watch my back." My friend and co-worker Angela, returning from her cigarette break, sidled up.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"